Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think continue spreading the ball around. I think I did a good job, but I think kind of going in there not having repped all the looks during the week. Obviously, I'm mentally prepared, but sometimes physically, like, everything's a little sped up. So kind of just keep myself calm in there, go through my reads, continue spreading the ball around, and use my feet when I can to make some plays.
All right, that's Davis Mills, who will be the starter on Sunday against the Jags. As an all-important game. Gotta have. Hopefully, maybe they should start playing that. If he makes big plays in the stadium, they should just start blasting that. Here comes the general. That was real.
All right, give me your best Vandermeer Davis Mills touchdown pass play by play call.
Okay. All right. Moving left to right. He always comes in real easy.
It's good start. It's good.
Moving left to right. Shotgun snap. Mills in the pocket, rolls over, and he's got Nico Collins in the end zone. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
That was pretty good. That was solid on the on call like that. That was good. That was well done. I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yeah. Oh, meow.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. But no, man. Listen, I think many people can say yeah, duh to this, but I know you have experience with this because a couple of things to me from Davis Mills, because they're going to need him to at least play winning football, give him a chance to win the game, Clint. But how big of a deal? I think people understand, obviously, it's a better situation. But for you and your experience and what Davis Mills is going through and how different it will be, how big a deal is it that Davis is going to and has gotten a full week's of practice, knowing he's the one, knowing he's the starter, getting all of the one reps compared to just being thrown in at the start of early in the second quarter? And running through and not getting all those reps in practice. Obviously, it's a big deal. But how big a deal is it? And, Clint, in your opinion, should that lead to an expectation that we see a better performance from him than we saw last week?
Yeah, look, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, you're talking about some of the shot plays that you know, the throw over the middle to Christian Kirk. I don't know if he's ever thrown a bang over the middle to Christian Kirk. I don't know if he's ever thrown that bootleg, set your feet and throw it deep down the left sideline to Nico Collins. I don't know if he's ever done that. We didn't see many deep balls in training camp at all. We didn't see him going with the ones at all, hardly, except for when I guess OTAs, when CJ's shoulder was messed up. I mean, I don't know that he'd ever thrown those throws. So, you know, just that. I mean, the simple fact, there's two things that come into play here when the last time we saw Davis Mills on Sunday, right? Is you're talking about one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, not named the Houston Texans in football, that he was going against. And we now know that it was worse than I ever thought. Like, he was getting half of the scout team reps.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah.
What kind of sense does it make? I mean, unless Davis just said, hey, I don't need these, let this other kid get some of them. Like, I mean.
That didn't sound like Davis.
Well, my experience with scout team stuff was, I mean, Randall Cunningham was backing up Troy Aikman, and Randall was like, hey, Clint, I'll let you know when you can get one. Right?
Yeah.
Now Graham Mertz is getting half of them. So it just, you know, that to think that was the reps he was getting physically, and then he got thrust into action against one of, if not the best defense in football, not named the Houston Texans, that's borderline impossible. And then you look at the film, and he played pretty damn good. And so, you know, I think it makes
especially early.
To your point, it makes a huge difference. Him getting the reps just in general. It makes a huge difference that's not the Denver Broncos defense across the ball from him. It makes a huge difference that this defense has given up 250, one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. I think bottom six, bottom seven, something like that in the NFL. And so, yeah, I mean, they got 10 sacks total. There shouldn't be a lot of chaos around him. I mean, at least going into it, it may happen, but going into it, he should be good and comfortable and feel really good about the guys that are in front of him, even though your right tackle is going to be gone. They're going to have to do something there. He should feel really good about the plan going in and his ability to win. And so, yeah, I think it's big, to answer your question, getting the reps, and it's big that it's a lesser defense.
Yeah, like I said, anybody can see how, like, obviously you look at it, yeah, he's going to be far more prepared than he's got. But I think that's the big thing is, but how much is that, do you expect that should change his performance,
well,
right?
I'll tell you.
Because I could go out there and get a full 2 months of preparation to go out there and play running back, but it don't mean nothing
I
get out there.
when you're the backup quarterback, right, you can't go to Christian Kirk who's coming off of hamstring issues and go, hey, man, I might get in the game on Sunday. You think you can run that bang eight a couple times over the middle for me after practice? I need it full speed, by the way, and break at the angle you're going to break so that I can get the look that I need. Hey, Nico, I know you're coming off a concussion, but you think you can run that out and up or whatever the hell it was that you ran on this shot play for me?
Yeah.
By the way, I need you to run about two or three times so I can get a good, real good feel.
Yeah, he's over, yeah.
You know, now he can do that. Right? I mean, now those guys will be coming to him and going, hey, man, what do you need? Right? I mean, Rocket Ishmael and Joey Galloway were my guys when I was playing. They were my buddies. We had a good time together. They would have laughed at me if I'd ever said, hey, man, you know, random week. Hey, man, you think I can get some extra running out of you after practice? But when I was named a starter, all of a sudden Rocket comes in and is like, hey, man, you need anything from me today? I'll run eights. I'll run nines. I'll run digs. I'll run whatever you want, man. How many you need?
Yep.
And after practice, I'm out there throwing 10, 15, 20 extra balls. Like, that is huge when it comes to the four or five shot plays that ultimately you got to hit one up, right? You hopefully you can hit one of them and help the team win a game. So, yeah, it's important, man. It's important in a big way.
This may be a tougher question. It's 713-572-4610. If you got an opinion on this, you can jump in on this YouTube and Twitch as well. With Davis Mills in this, C.J. Stroud is clearly the better quarterback and the best quarterback on this team. Is there any – because sometimes there are – either rather it be small – is there anything that is an advantage for the Texans having Davis in as opposed to C.J.?
No.
You don't think so?
No, no, no. There's not – and I don't say that disrespectfully. I think – again, with the problems around the quarterback, I think there's going to be a very similar quarterback. There's going to be a very similar quarterback product out there.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say, Clint, that the Texans may have a small advantage with Davis in there is I think –
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Which will hurt them also potentially. But I think Davis is less likely to turn the ball over trying to get aggressive and make a play or trying to fit a ball in. I think the potential of turnovers from Davis throwing the ball, I think they may be lower than CJ. And yep. In this game, particular, especially against that team, like that's how they get helped.
Yeah.
That's what helps them. Like if you think about, especially the pick he threw that he tried to, in the first game in Jacksonville, he tried to get into Christian Kirk. That pick on the sideline where it just like he should have never thrown it. Davis Mills would never even throw that. He would never even think to try to do that. That is the only route and way where I'd say, all right, maybe he's less likely to throw a pick trying to get something in, or his confidence of saying, oh, I can get this throw in. I think the turnover part may be the only thing that they could have as an advantage this week with him in over CJ.
Yeah, you know, there's also a, you know, and this is more of just being the backup and being clear-headed. There's also possibly a little bit more of hey, can – look, I played a lot of football under a lot of chaos. you know, we really struggled with this. Can we toss in this quick motion, you know, by the running back that you see people do now? Can we toss that in so it's a little – I feel really good about getting the indicator of where the pressure is going to come from. You know, there's the veteran side of Davis Mills that's been in all these different systems that may be more likely to say, hey, man, why don't – suggest something versus a guy in CJ that's just been told, do your job. Do what you're supposed to do for the last 4 months, you know. So there's that could bear some fruit. We'll see.
All right, coming up as we continue live here, Buffalo Wild Wings. We're here in Tomball. Come on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock on a thirsty Thursday. The Rockets, man.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.